page 65. Listening extra. Smart foods. D. Listen again. Circle the best option to complete the sentences.
Today, we're looking at nutrition and what research tells us about the effects of certain foods on our bodies, especially smart foods, that is, foods that are particularly good for you. With us in the studio is Nadia El-Gamal, who has written 3 books on the subject of nutrition on health. Nadia, thanks for joining us.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me on your show.
So, what we eat can have a powerful effect on our brain, right? For example, certain foods like blueberries, for instance, may have an effect on the brain and can improve our mood and how we feel generally.
Yes, that's right. Recent studies have shown that blueberries can help improve both your mood or your mind and the rest of your body. The brain isn't the only thing that benefits. Blueberries may keep your eyesight from deteriorating, they might also help protect you from getting certain types of cancer, and they even help lower your blood pressure.
So we're talking about a superfruit then?
Yes, that's right. And then take other fruits like avocados, for example. They are almost as good as blueberries.
So is an avocado a fruit? Aren't avocados considered vegetables?
No, an avocado is a fruit. Many people don't realize that.
Okay, so why should we be eating avocados?
Well, avocados are really good for the heart. They can keep you from getting heart disease. And we all know that, as a bonus, avocados can prevent your skin from aging.
Okay, sounds like 2 really good reasons to throw some avocado into your salad a few times a week. So what are some other smart foods?
Well, there's coffee, which can also be good for you. Though it's best to avoid coffee with cream and a lot of sugar. Cream and sugar just add unwelcome calories. If you want to drink coffee, drink it black or with a little low-fat milk.
Really? I thought coffee was bad for you. I mean, doesn't it cause problems sleeping?
Well, that depends on the person. It does sometimes. Generally, though, coffee is thought to protect your brain cells from deteriorating, especially in old age.
Interesting.
And then, of course, there's fish.
Ah, yes, fish.
Everyone knows that fish has many health benefits. For example, it can help lower your risk of getting heart disease. But did you also know that it may also help with depression?
No, I didn't.
Well, it's been shown in many studies that if eaten regularly, fish can actually reduce the risk of depression. Just eat fish a couple of times a week to stay healthy in mind and body.
So, is that true of all fish, or are some better than others?
The best fish by far is salmon. And the best of all, of course, is wild, not farmed salmon.
That sounds expensive. What about those of us who can't afford wild salmon once or twice a week?
You can buy canned fish. And there are other fish that are almost as good, such as bluefish. It has a lot of good fats, and it's not expensive.
Okay, so the next time I'm at the supermarket, I'll know what to buy. I'm afraid we're running out of time for today, so we'd better stop there. Many thanks.
My pleasure.